Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. The first broadcast of the Word of Grace took place on January 28, 1969, with the founding minister, the Reverend Donald Campbell. We are now entering into our 51st year. We are grateful to God for the comfort and inspiration which so many have received from the broadcast over the years. Financial support for our radio ministry comes from listeners throughout Eastern Townships and beyond. We are grateful for the faithful support we have received. It is especially helpful to receive donations over the course of the year. Memorial donations given in memory of deceased relatives and friends may be made at any time. Our prayerful hope and expectation is that the broadcast will continue to be heard well into the future. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Remember also that you can access the program at any time on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm. Harry Brown is an elder at St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church. Please join with him in prayer.
As we approach you in prayer at this time of the year, God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we cannot help but consider the role that war and military sacrifice have played in the lives of many of the citizens of our country. We know you as a God of peace and love, and know as well that war is not in your plan for mankind, but is the overt manifestation of the inhumanity latent in what we believe is Adam's fall. Jesus not only taught us that in him we would have peace, but also unhappily warned of wars and rumors of wars until his return. We sing Onward, Christian Soldiers, not to celebrate warfare, but rather to accept the struggle of living truly as we should in your sight, as akin to what our military personnel have to face to maintain any semblance of order and peace in a fallen, troubled world. In our church, O God, as in many older churches with stained glass windows, is one that depicts a dying soldier in World War I, Jesus reaching down to accept the hand of this fallen soldier in his anguish. To all, and especially those who have lost a child in combat, for those in uniform who have lost a friend, the windows have poignant meaning. Our God, how we yearn for the triumph of Zion predicted by Micah in the Old Testament. And he said, swords are beaten into plows and spears into scythes, and humans stop talking about war. This is in our hearts, O Lord, but until that day comes, we lift up our fallen comrades to you and remember in tears, but with gratitude, the many of such who never returned to their loved ones. They could not grow old as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun, we will remember them. We will remember them. The psalmist wrote, crowns and thorns may perish. Kingdoms rise and war wane, but the church of Jesus constant will remain. Gates of hell can never against that church prevail. We have Christ's own promise, and that cannot fail. Onward, Christian soldiers. Help us, dear God, to serve your peace by remembering our fallen and living in their sacrifice for peace, as you want it, in Jesus' name. Amen.
The royal master leads again.
You are listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, located in Sherbrooke, Quebec.
Is ready to begin, then there's first call when I'm on my knees. I can be in a crowd or by myself, almost anywhere when I feel.
Oh.
You are listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, located in Sherbrooke, Quebec.
So
as the voice of an angel, breathing a lesson unheard. Hope with a gentle persuasion whispers her comforting word. Wait till the darkness is over. Wait till the tempest is done. Hope for the sunshine tomorrow, after the shower is gone. Whispering hope, oh how welcome thy voice, making my heart in its sorrow rejoice. If in the dusk of the twilight dim be the region afar, will not the deepening darkness brighten the glimmering star? When the night is upon us, why should the heart sink away? When the dark midnight is over, watch for the breaking of day.
You are listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, located in Sherbrooke, Quebec.
Praises.
Harry Brown is an elder at St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church. Please join with him in prayer.
And so we close, our God, thanking you for the loving, caring, and giving of all who follow you and live for your peace. Reminded in your word that we love you only because you first loved us. Many years ago, an incorrigible thief was placed in solitary confinement in a prison, mainly because the wardens couldn't see any other way of changing his lifestyle. A guard one day handed him a New Testament and challenged him at least to read that. The thief's isolation was such that he actually memorized it. It changed his life so much that he went on to become a church evangelist. Blaise Pascal once wrote that all men's miseries derive not from being able to sit quiet in a room alone. It is believed that many of those being infected by the COVID-19 virus are those refusing to be restrained from doing what they want to do when they want to do it. St. Augustine wrote, "Lord, you made us for yourself, and we can find no rest until we find rest in you." We ask, our God, that you enable us to see you in the confines of this broadcast and praise you for your goodness to us. In Jesus' name, amen.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.